This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to Miami.
Woo! I love this episode in Miami.
Well, hello, everybody. It is Megan and my lovely co-host with me tonight, filling in.
Fern Rone.
It's Megan Stecker, by the way. And this is the Vanderpump Rules After Show. We are working on Season 3, Episode 10, Bachelorette Beach Party. And I'm really not sure why it was called Bachelorette Beach Party when it was really like
Bachelor and Bachelor.
Yeah. And it was all about Jax the whole episode.
It could have been Jax Beach Party.
Jax and all his dalliances.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's start with everyone packing to go to Miami. Everyone except Stassi, by the way.
Poor Stassi, home alone.
Stassi, we miss you. Stassi, I just want to say, you're my favorite reality show villain, and we miss you. We want you to, like, get back in there. Like, of all time, she's my favorite reality show villain.
Is she?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. She needs to then.
Yeah.
She had nothing going on this episode, so.
No. I mean, who's your favorite reality show villain?
I don't know. Stassi, I did kind of like Camille, but then she turned nice.
Oh, yeah. She was so awful in the beginning.
Awful. I love
Camille Grammer. Shout out Beverly Hills.
And Danielle Staub from New Jersey.
She was amazing. She was amazing. Yeah. Well, Stassi, just a shout out. We miss you, but you weren't in this episode. So let's talk about everyone who was. Okay, so everyone's packing for Miami.
Right.
Packing, overpacking, and obviously gossiping about what's going to go down. Because it seems like it's going to be a dicey situation to have everybody together.
Right.
This is going to be, you know, Kristen and Katie really aren't friends anymore. Sheena and Katie just kind of made up 5 minutes ago for the sake of this trip.
Right.
For Katie to come along because her boyfriend was coming with or without her.
Uh-huh.
And Jax has decided to call his girlfriend Tiffany and say, sweetheart, never mind, don't come.
Even though you basically arranged a whole other bachelor party, which even though the bachelor wasn't there, in San Diego for them, and it was so gracious enough to, you know, arrange all of that, and then you're not invited on this one.
Right. So it seems a little unclear, and Jax has a problem with the truth.
Right.
So it seems a little unclear why Tiffany's not coming and what he really said and did, because he's explaining to Peter that I just said, oh, it's just like there's just a little much going on. There's too many ticking time bombs with everyone's relationships and possible problems that are going to happen on the trip. And, like, I don't want to babysit you. But yet Kristen reveals that he texted her that they're on a break. That Jax and Tiffany are actually on a break.
Right.
Which of those do you think is more plausible?
Probably that they're on a break. Well, I don't know. He might have said to Kristen, we're on a break so that he can go and hook up with whoever he wants.
Right.
Because he's kind of diabolical like that.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of plans these things. So I actually believe that they probably were not on a break, and so he intended to just go and have fun and let the girls believe he's on a break and then tell the guys the truth, which is, you know, he's kind of been acting like, I'm just going to lay it all out there. This is who I am. I do bad things. So to the guys, he can be like, yes, Tiffany's great, but I'm going to hook up with whoever I want.
Yeah. I kind of felt the same way, that it was like, oh, well, I don't want to have her around. Well, who else brought it up? Katie brought up the fact that, like, oh, he doesn't want Tiffany around everyone because everyone knows he banged. This is like the new, I love right. this phrase. Everybody can't stop saying banged. He banged this girl in the bathroom on the San Diego trip that right. Tiffany set up right. for them. So Katie's convinced that if Tiffany came, they'd all tell
her. She would learn. Yeah, right. They'd all she tell would her. Learn that. Or she would learn it when she watches the show.
Right, exactly.
Poor there's Tiffany. That. Can we,
the crazy thing is that Kristen, who's normally on our panel, shout out, hey girl, she's styling someone tonight. Aww, get it? Nice. She's always at the Grove. She works at the Grove, and she sees them together all the time. And I'm like, it is amazing to me all this crazy stuff that she's watching. And they're still kind of together.
And it's crazy to me that she doesn't want to be on, like, she doesn't want to be on the show. Like, why would you date Jax and really want a relationship with him? I would think you would, the only reason to date Jax would be to be on the show.
Get on the show.
And get your 15 minutes of fame. I know. And launch a clothing line or something.
Right. Well, she does live in Vegas for work. So I don't know if that has to do with it. Maybe Bravo didn't want her as a full-time character. Maybe it's both. I don't know.
I find it hard to believe that she thinks she's going to have a real relationship with Jax, but
agree because how did Tom Schwartz put it as he dabbles in monogamy,
right.
which I
was
like,
perfect.
That is the most perfect
right.
way to describe Jax. It's like he just dabbles in monogamy.
Right. Yeah,
he thinks it's what's going on, but that's not what's going
right.
on
exactly.
So also, everyone's worried about Kristen and James coming on this trip because they were kind of disinvited to begin with when there had been some fights and scuffles. And they re-invited themselves. They had a little, like, brats and beers lunch with Sheena right, and right. Shay. And I kind of, like, re-invited themselves on this trip. I mean, do you think everyone had a right to be worried?
Yeah, because, you know, it was so funny how they described Kristen. I wrote it down. She's willfully blind to... Oh, wait. No, that was something else. Sorry. She's, because there were so many good things about her.
So many good quotes this week.
Right. She ruins everyone's good time. And if Kristen is a superhero, her power is to destroy fun, which is perfect. So, yeah, they're all worried about her because she's the odd man out. She's, mm-hmm. you know, no one can forgive her. No one can, really has a good relationship with her. And mm-hmm. she just, yeah, I can see why they don't want her there. But, is she mm-hmm. even that good friends with Sheena? I mean, I guess Sheena's open to everyone.
Right.
Well, after that lunch, I guess.
Yeah, it's been strange that she struck up this good friendship with Sheena, especially considering everything that happened. But I'm happy that they are friends. It seems like that it's, from some stuff we've heard and seen, that it's going to head to, like, they're not friends anymore currently is what I think.
Okay. Because didn't Sheena say last week she got into a huge fight with her before her wedding?
Yes. And it was like the most upset she's ever been when she right. saw the footage and things. So it seems like there's that happened and they're not friends still at
right.
this point.
Right.
So
who knows? But she was there for the
Bachelorette. It is a little weird that they became good friends after everything went down. No one else is willing to forgive Kristen.
Right.
So I am happy for her that at that point, at least, that she had that one friendship.
Right.
And Sheena's a sweetie. She's
and
friends
James
with everybody.
Is a sweetie. He seems
I really
a
like James. Shout out James. Remember when we saw
him
at Pump?
After the AfterBuzz holiday party. He was so sweet.
He was so nice. Oh my God. And it was so funny because I didn't even realize I was like shouting out his name until it was already out of my mouth. And Fern had it. She had her phone out.
My camera ready.
She took like all these like rapid fire pictures of me and James.
I'm like a little paparazzi.
It turned out great. It's on my Instagram feed, like at Megan Stecker, if you want to check it out.
He's a sweetie.
Photos by Fern Ronay. Yeah, he was super nice.
Yeah,
remember? He just was like, and I said, oh, we do your after. I said, I do your AfterBuzz show. And he goes, oh, right on. Something like that. It was really sweet.
And I can see why everyone, you know, on the show, everyone mm-hmm. likes, I can't believe he's only 22. He acts so much more mature than everybody else.
He really does.
So I think people like having him around. And I mean, mm-hmm. he's in a relationship with Kristen that seems to be legit. So
right.
I guess they feel like, you know,
good
if we have to have
guys.
James, we have to have Kristen.
Yeah. And Sheena said they're still together and she thinks that they're like really in love. So yay. Good for you, Kristen. Moving on.
Right.
Keep
that's
that train
the way to
moving.
Do it.
Keep right. that train moving. Anywho's, once we get to Miami, I thought it was funny that the boys are shoved into one tiny room
God,
together.
I loved it.
Because Jax is too cheap to get his own room after he canceled on Tiffany. And Sheena is upgraded to the palace
I
by
love
Lisa.
It. That was sweet.
So Lisa Vanderpump very sweetly yes. called the hotel and said, let's upgrade the girl.
Right.
So her mom, her sister, and some other assorted friends who are not on the show mm-hmm. Are also there, right. all in the
and
suit.
And they decked it out in, you know, all penis decorations, as you do at a bachelorette.
You know what's so funny is that, like, I was like, this is showing my age. I was, like, embarrassed looking at all the decorations. And I was like, when I was probably 24 or 23, I had a really good friend get married. And I just remember that was... they were everywhere, the straws, the whole thing. And I'm like, now I'm very bashful about
all
that
kind of stuff.
Well, no,
that's so funny because I got married 5 years ago and I was like, no penis antennas. Like, we're not in our 20s anymore. No penis straws or antennas.
So did you have them or did people sneak them in?
No, they didn't sneak them in. They brought boas and...
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. The boas.
The
classic.
Boas and... Right.
Classic bachelorette right. wear. So everybody goes out to dinner day one. I'm assuming it was day one. And everybody's kind of gets around to talking to Jax about Tiffany. So he doesn't want to answer.
Right.
And what does he say?
He says something about, I don't know, he deflects it in
yeah,
some
he
way.
Yeah, first he didn't answer. Vale right. directly asked him, and he didn't answer.
Right.
And then it turned into... San Diego conversation.
Right.
So, well, you know, yes, I acted single, and no, I wasn't single. So he at least admitted something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden
he
gets
defensive. And is like, I'm going to just rip into everybody
yeah.
else.
And I'm really proud of Katie for just staying so calm because she and Jax have really had this terrible yeah. antagonistic relationship this whole season. And she's kind of like given up at this point.
She was like, you already have.
You already have.
Yeah.
And she doesn't freak out and get upset. I mean, they told each other this season they hate each other more than life, which is one of my favorite phrases. I hate you more than life, or I hate that more than life. Love that phrase. And I was really right. like, Katie, good job.
She was good this episode because mm-hmm. she really had a mature moment, too. If, you know, Shayna will talk about it later, but she made a toast that I was like, she's, you know, matured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she had a good episode.
It was sweet.
She was shown in a good light.
She did. And also at dinner, we have a little speech going on from Ariana, which was so cute. She gave like that classic bachelorette checklist of things,
right,
yeah, like
yes.
scavenger hunt things you have to go do. So one of them involved motorboating a D, which refers to Katie's possible indiscretion at the nightclub, motorboating Amion's groin.
Right.
And then another one of them was... throwing a drink on someone.
Right.
Which was a flashback to Tom throwing a drink on Katie's head, which I thought nice. This was all very funny. I mean, do
and
you
they
feel
did
like,
actually do them, like, at
yes,
the episode.
Which was awesome. She was checking them right
yeah.
off. She got the boxers.
Yeah.
The, signing the guy's
signing the butt.
Oh, that was not a good looking butt.
No.
Ooh, shout out to the drunk guy in Miami.
Yeah,
hey.
That was nice of him.
That was so gross.
Marker on his butt.
And it seems like I was really surprised how well everyone was getting along.
Yeah, no, and there were genuine moments, like when they were on the boat, which we'll talk about, but
mm-hmm.
that was a genuine moment where she was like, that's why I love this group. They were just drinking and having fun and enjoying themselves and seemed like real friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, it's not fake. They really love
yeah.
like each other.
It just seemed like Kristen was kind of starting to dig a little bit at dinner. Like she was the
yeah.
only one trying to not really get along. I think it was a thing of... she was trying to make Ariana feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I like that montage of her, like, laughing at everybody else, you know, like, trying
yes.
to...
Yes. Like, oh, like, I have secret inside jokes.
Right, with everyone.
I really didn't.
She really is the she's the
yeah.
unhappiest person at the table, and she's the one who...
Right.
Right, the unhappiest person makes everybody, you know...
And I just
want to
say that I would act exactly like her if I were in the same situation. Like, exactly.
You would?
I totally would. Come on. You're the scorned person, and Jax gets to be friends. Jax, of all people, gets to be friends with everybody, and you're the outcast?
And she's the outcast.
Hell
right.
no.
They should
and
both be... Right.
I think having your ex-boyfriend in front of your face where you had no in-the-middle get-over-each-other time at all. He's immediately dating this other girl that you're convinced he was cheating with.
And who's pretty and nice and cool, and they love
everybody
each other.
Loves, yeah, and everybody loves her. I mean, come on, I'd do the same thing.
If well, I feel
worse.
Like if I were her life coach, I would be like, listen, you screwed up. This great guy, mm-hmm. you lost him because of your own actions. now he's with this great girl and they love each other. And instead of trying to break them apart and make them both miserable, find your own happiness. Like, you know, James, do something.
Right. Like, it's just time to
find another hobby.
It's just time to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you tried. It didn't work out.
You screwed up. Yeah. Too bad. Now, you know, learn from it and move on.
And Fern's the voice of reason, people. I am that girl.
Now, I got to say, because we're going to talk about Vail next. And I was like, you know what? Okay, she went to Princeton. I was like, did you go to Princeton or Princetown? Because you're acting stupid right now. Like, you can't, you don't know what being jaxed is. And you never watch the show. I hate when they do that. Like, they don't realize.
I know.
But I'm like, yeah, you can be book smart and guy stupid. Like, I speak from personal experience. And, you know, until you're just not anymore. And, like, seeing her with Jax, oh, my God. I was like,
I know.
Well,
let's talk
girl.
About it.
Come on.
That's exactly where we're going. So it seems like they gravitated toward each other. Everyone started partying like animals up in Sheena's suite. And Jax had a really weird conversation over the phone with Tiffany where he's like, don't be short with me. I love you.
I couldn't believe he was saying, I love you. I'm like, they're at I love you point, and he's making a fool of her.
Yeah. And I didn't realize their relationship was that serious because it was long distance.
I love you.
So I guess it's pretty serious. And he's a little, he's not feeling good about himself because he knows he screwed up is what I think. Even though it's not proven that he hooked up with this girl. When your two best friends are saying it on camera.
Right.
Pretty sure you did.
And it wasn't on camera, but didn't Shayna say last week, like, there, you know, there was one camera there. In San Diego.
Right, meaning so, it happened, like, when the poor photographers were taking their, like, four-hour sleep break, you know? So, anywho, let's
Jax
just assume
that. He just gets it in there.
Let's assume he got it in.
Literally figured it.
He banged the, you know what, out of her, according to some people.
Right.
And so he ends up saying things like, oh, let's make some bad decisions. Let's get really messed up. And
I love the toast. Let's make some bad decisions. That's always a good way to.
That's an awesome bachelor party quote, right?
Yeah.
By the way. So there comes a point where he and Vail are like little magnets to each other. And Jax's little diabolical plan to have Vail eating out of the palm of his hand seems to be working. Because he's literally pouring. It's like the plan works. Girls love a bad boy. He's literally telling her. The words are, I am a bad guy. I am a bad guy. He must have said it 14 times. I do bad things. And she's got her hand over her heart and little miss empathetic. But I just, I'm just so sad listening to this. And I mean, what were you thinking this whole time?
I'm thinking, run away. You are too smart for this. I mean, even if you're book smart, guy stupid, there are some guys that you're not that stupid. Like, you can see from a mile away, he is filthy.
Right.
And she watched the show, let's be honest. And how can you just fall for this? I'm a bad person. And her being like, you've done bad things.
Right. Forgive yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Okay, so
there are other hot guys you could hook up. Like, he's cute. Right. There are other hot guys. Don't fall for it.
So the fact that she says to him, you're so easy to love and you're so lovable.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Oh my God, could you be inviting him in anymore? And then 30 seconds later, he says, it's so hot in here. We should go back up to the air conditioning. And they leave together. They leave the suite together.
She falls
for
it.
So the question of the week for me is, did they hook up?
I don't know. I bet we're going to find out at the reunion that they did or something.
Yeah.
Like, we'll find out the answer at the reunion, I think.
Well, my last week's prediction was that they were going to hook up in Miami. So
you got that right.
Even if it hasn't happened yet, maybe next week it will, because we're still in Miami.
They were definitely looked like they were heading that direction.
Right. So the next morning, both of them were denied that anything happened between the two of them.
Right.
And she said, I don't even know. She said, I was so drunk, I don't remember what happened, but I had put myself to bed. I'm like, or did somebody else put you to bed?
Right.
If she's you don't remember.
Right. She's covering herself for, I don't remember what happened.
Right.
For maybe a bombshell later, like they hooked up.
God, I'm so excited.
And she's so, I think she's so pretty. She's obviously very smart. Just like, what are you doing?
I know. Maybe, but this is what we need. We need Jax to have a girlfriend back on the show.
Yeah.
Because that's what was missing for me this year, even though it's getting really good. Like, this was the episode for me where it's like turning point. Like, now there's lots of drama. It's getting good. It's like Jax and Stassi were always the center of everything. So the fact that we don't have a Jax and Stassi anymore.
Yeah, like a queen bee and a,
I need Jax to have a girlfriend drama for it to be like the old Vanderpump.
And like
for
you see the girlfriend, not like this Tiffany who's not on the show. Like you see like them none together.
Of, I'm like hardly buying it because it's all just a few phone conversations.
Yeah. It would be nice to see him evolve a little bit more and see him in a relationship and the struggles. Because he's an interesting character. He's an interesting guy. He's cute.
He
is. But
and I felt like he actually, I felt like he was having a genuine moment for a minute. You did think he was? It was a player move, but I felt like he actually was feeling bad because he knew he was kind of, I felt like it was kind of an admission of hooking up with that girl in San Diego to make himself feel better, to just get it off his chest, kind of.
Okay. I felt like it was all lines to get with Vale, but maybe, maybe he was having like a little, because there's something in there. He's not all.
And I mean, Sheena described him last week as like a really good guy with a really good heart that does bad things. Right. And I'm like, well, if you look at it that way, like, I see Jax being that guy in that moment.
Yeah.
He's like, God, I can't stop screwing up. I know I'm wrong, but he feels bad about it.
Right.
He's got a heart in there somewhere.
Underneath those pecs and those the Stassi tattoo.
Oh my God. The black rose for her black heart. I love it. So in the morning, both of them are in denial. And my favorite part was Katie going to Vale. He told you he killed 3 people and you're still like, no, you're not a bad guy.
And the guys are like, you're telling her I'm a bad guy. And she's like,
yeah,
let's go.
It was the great, that was like such a great morning conversation.
Yeah, totally.
I thought it was funny that none of them seemed that banged up because they all seemed pretty darn drunk in the last scene the night before.
Well, they left James at the hotel, right? Was that the next
morning? Well, no, the next morning's the boat ride.
Oh, right.
So I thought they would have been a little more hungover and banged up, but they all hopped right on the boat and
kept drinking.
Commenced.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Can we talk about everyone's bodies in swimsuits? I felt like such a heifer.
Oh my God, please.
Sheena looked amazing.
Yeah.
In this cute little high top.
Right. Well, weddings will do that too, right? You get wedding skinny. But the rest of them, like, they all look great.
Ariana, I had no idea she had such a sick body. Ariana, please email me your regimen. Come
on, girl. Me too, I'll try it. No, seriously, when they were like pouring drinks, right? There was
shots
of her.
I want to call this like the stripper scene. And I'm like, how do you dance like that? How do you learn these moves? I mean, they must have a great sex life. Just saying.
No wonder they're happy, Kristen.
So, first of all, she's dancing like a stripper and doing like the stripper butt wiggle. And then Tom's pouring Chardonnay all over her. Like stripper session. I mean,
and
it was
Kristen's
pretty hot.
Getting
I know.
Damp.
Poor Kristen. It was funny. I think I read it on a website today, or it was like a GIF or a still photo of Sheena and Kristen kind of like sneering, like, eh. And wherever I was reading it, they were saying that those were their faces watching Ariana dance, but I know it wasn't. Like, Sheena wouldn't turn her nose
up like
that.
I was going to say Sheena wouldn't at all. She's
never.
Confident enough to.
Kristen would, but.
Oh, yeah, totally. But not Sheena. No, I don't believe that.
But I really felt like Kristen was behaving on this boat trip because I was expecting so much more out of her.
Right, and there, wasn't she saying, like, she wanted to push someone over? Like,
oh,
she
yeah,
was
yeah.
prepared to, like.
She said, like, who was going to help her push her off the boat?
She was saying that to James, I think, before they got on the boat.
But who was she saying was going to help her push them off the boat?
She said something like, well, something about who she wants to push off the boat rhymes with Shmariana.
Oh, and then she goes, it rhymes with Bariana.
Oh, Bariana.
I couldn't think of anything
and
more
creative
anyway.
And poor James,
that's the thing, is poor James is like her sidekick who's just standing by being made a fool of, and yet he's such a cool guy.
Such a cool guy, and she's like hating Ariana. He's probably like, you have me now. You shouldn't have any hate for anybody else. Like,
right.
Relax.
Exactly. So honestly, the boat trip, the only drama on the boat trip really seemed to be Jax texting out of control.
Right. Yeah.
So the big storm, everybody hops back on the boat and gets undercover under the little tarp, and Jax won't stop texting. Tom Sandoval says, who are you texting? And it turns out it's not just Tiffany. It's also Carmen, the ex-girlfriend. If they weren't broken up before, maybe they are today after this airing last night. I can't. So, okay.
So he texts both of them, says, I'll pay for your plane ride. Come. And whoever texts back first, he's like, that's who I'll choose. Such a nice guy.
I mean, first he cancels Tiffany's flight. Right. Now he's going to refly her back out there. Right. If she answers before his ex-girlfriend,
right.
I can't.
Oh, he's so dirty.
Why do you do these terrible things, Jax? Why do girls like this?
I don't know. But he's like, you know, trying to be like so honest. Like, this is me. This
you know
is
what
I do.
It was kind
but
of
not
refreshing.
Honest with either of them.
Right. It was weird. It was like so refreshing that he was just like shouting out like, this is me. What's happening. This is what's going on right now. The smirk on his face. Maybe just because he was so drunk, he like couldn't lie.
He just wasn't working anymore,
the lie factor. Right. I can't. Okay. So the boat party wraps up. Jax is still the center of attention this whole episode. And everyone goes out for separate dinners. Mm-hmm. So the girls are at a dinner alone. The guys are at a dinner alone. And the guys conveniently leave James back at the hotel, which they pretend it was a mistake, but obviously it was not.
Right.
I thought he handled it really well. Like, he just came in smiling, cool, and it was like, I know you guys did it on purpose. Screw you.
Right. Why did they do that?
I think because Tom can't stand him. Like, Tom and him had that fight. I don't get what Tom has against James. And I think it's the same thing as Kristen not liking Ariana. I think it's like, you moved in too fast on my old girl kind of a thing. And I think it's stupid.
Yeah. Well, then they both need to, like, just be in their happy relationship. And Tom and Ariana do seem really happy. So, just
move on. I don't
know.
Everybody cool out. Cool down.
Happiness is the best revenge.
Right. Well, at least there wasn't a fight between the two of them at dinner. But it was, like, the scuffle between Jax and the Toms. It's kind of like the Toms are so united on really not letting Jax get away with the San Diego thing. And, of course, Jax gets upset. Again. He always feels so ganged up when he gets... Yeah. I mean, what did you think of him getting, like, so worked up when it's, like, not that big of a deal? So everybody already knows.
Yeah, I guess he does feel... I guess he does feel like Kristen. Like, Kristen feels like, I'm the odd man out. Everybody hates me. Why does Jax get to get away with it? Mm-hmm. But I guess Jax feels the same way. Like, everybody... Nobody lets me get away with anything.
That's a good point.
So he's so quick to point out what other people do wrong.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got really defensive.
Really defensive. And, like, so ready to throw... Tom under the bus.
So he brings up Miami, but meaning the last time they all went to Miami, which was not even filmed during their season. It was previous to that. And there's this whole rumor that Tom Sandoval cheated on Ariana while they were there. That Kristen's convinced of because some random girl got in touch with Kristen over Instagram and told her this big long story that she did. And the two Toms seem united that this did not happen.
Right.
But Jax, of course, was the one to bring it up and, like, won't let it go.
Right.
I feel like it didn't happen. I don't know. This is going to be another, like, cliffhanger for the season, too. And we'll probably never know because these guys have really good bro code.
Right. They mentioned that in the preview.
For next week.
I feel like it probably didn't happen. I just think because Tom seems to be, like, maturing a little bit and, you know, hurt from his past relationship and doesn't want to screw up this relationship, even though, you know. So I think it probably didn't happen, but it doesn't matter because Jax is going to use it, you know, till
whenever
the
cows it works
come home.
For him.
Right, whenever it works for him. So it kind of doesn't even matter if it happens or not because I think Tom and Ariana are in love. It doesn't matter, and Jax is just going to use it because he's so defensive.
Yeah, and it was weird to me how they went and had their separate little conversation on the side. It was like Jax got so upset that he, like, got up and walked away from the table. And Tom Sandoval, being, like, such a grown-up, went over there and was like, dude, let's just squash it and calm down and, like, gotta stop, like, calling us out. Like, we're supposed to be buddies. And subtext of the conversation, I forgave you for screwing my girlfriend.
Exactly.
So stop being an idiot.
Right. Exactly. Like,
I don't really get
Jax should be just forever grateful that he's even standing there, you know, that Tom even looks him in the face.
Right.
Please.
Right. Yeah. Which all comes back around to Kristen. Kristen's like, hello, no one talks to me. Everybody loves Jax. What the hell? Kristen is getting texts from James during dinner and smirking. I cannot believe that James had the balls to be like texting what's going on to Kristen. And Kristen's out with everybody, and everybody can be like, what are you laughing about?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very grown up of her to not be like, well, so-and-so is saying this, and this and that's happening.
I think she was dying to. She wants to just stab Ariana in the heart. So yeah. she was dying to say something.
Right.
So she conveniently left her.
Okay. That's phone. What I wanted to ask you about the phone. Did you think she did it on purpose so that they would
yes.
read it? Okay. Okay. I thought so too. Like, why in the heck would you not take it to the bathroom and call him or continue texting?
Or just everyone takes their phone to the bathroom. I mean, like, we right. all do. Nobody leave. We're all attached to our phones.
Right.
This is the one time she leaves her phone out.
You're right. I can't. Come I was on. Thinking, like, I was thinking, like, okay, she either left it there to, like, not continue to text in the bathroom so that it didn't look bad to the girls, and or it was too late right. for them to read
That's
it.
Giving, the prior is giving.
I just
much
can't
credit.
Believe it was Vail. I really didn't see that coming.
No, I know.
This is why it's making me feel like Vail is a plant. That Vail is so like
she's there to be like the convenient
right.
character to
right. Like Vail,
undo.
We need you to do this. And by the way, we need you to pick up Kristen's phone and read the text messages.
We need you to crack the code on Kristen's phone. And
so
read the text messages.
I'm going to assume that it was soon enough that her phone hadn't locked itself yet. So when she picked it back
because
up,
because didn't they say something about a code? I don't know. Maybe I misheard
maybe
it.
Maybe that was on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, okay.
Later.
Okay.
But it was like soon enough that the phone didn't lock itself and she was reading what was going on and I was dying for Ariana because I thought there was going to be
right.
a text, like a text that would, she would have been like, crap, that's about my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it kind of was like that, but Vail didn't say anything.
No,
that,
and
that, I mean, I would have been.
I thought she kind of did and then I was like, why is Ariana not getting
yeah.
it?
And she was so calm and like, it. Then they didn't go
yeah.
back to her at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They didn't go back to her at all. So maybe she was sweating this out. Like, maybe this is going to be for next episode where she's going to confront Tom, like, back in the bedroom or when they see each other right after dinner if they all go out to the club. It looks like
yeah.
there's a big club night coming
yeah.
next week, which I want to think is right after these separate dinners.
So maybe it
she'll
did register,
ask,
and
right.
then she's like, I'm going to take care of it. I'm not
going
to make a scene.
She's so cool, calm, and collected,
right.
and she doesn't believe this rumor because she already knows about
right.
it. So, yeah. But I would have been like, I mean, she did say, Vail, spill it, come on. So
yeah.
she wanted to know, but I just would have been freaking out. I would have gone and taken the phone out of her hand and been like,
what are
Kristen, Kristen and I can have a fist fight later, but I'm going to find out what this says.
Yeah, no, me too. Or maybe she was like, I'll just ask my boyfriend who was there.
Right. Well,
because they seem to
I was freaking out for her, but she's
I was freaking out
she's
for her
a cool
too.
Customer.
And I feel like now I'm like mad at myself that I didn't write it down verbatim, but I feel like something was said and she didn't get it. And I was like,
Right. Like the text messages that Vail was reading.
Yeah.
She
I don't know.
Well, I want to say it was like editing that they just like
yeah,
didn't have her on camera or because there was too many people and too many reactions they needed to capture or they edited out her reaction.
Yeah.
But we'll see. To be continued next week.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for all the bombshells.
That was everything. I think we got it all. Oh, Pandora was the manager.
Oh, my God. So to further my belief that Lisa is going to be leaving the Housewives and full-time jumping ship over to Vanderpump Rules, she got Pandora in on the mix this week. Kind of for no reason. Pandora was like put on the show as, you know, oh, we lost a manager all of a sudden at Pump. Like, they walked out on us and we need her to cover as a manager.
Right.
Which I didn't realize she had any restaurant managing
experience.
I was just going to
say, do you think she does have, was that
well,
just an act?
Even, I mean, it could have been, but I also love that Lisa said, you know, I never could have found someone with my style and my taste and my amount of drive, so I created her. And I thought that was a really cute
Very
line.
Cute.
Like, that's exactly it.
It was cute, too, when she was like, I changed your diapers. And she's like, I'll be changing your diapers now.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
They're cute mother-daughter.
Got you, Mom. I didn't realize they were so much alike. Like, I had never seen that in them before. So that was cute to see.
Yeah, it was very cute. I wonder if she really does have managerial experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how much she's been involved in her parents' restaurants growing up. Like, maybe very involved and we didn't know.
Yeah, so.
Who knows?
It was good to see her working.
Yeah. Put her to work. Okay. Well, I think we should get into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Sorry, darling. Do you have anything? I was taking a
sip
of water.
I'm good, actually.
Okay. So, Kristen was on Watch What Happens Live last night. And a few things came to my attention. One is that we got to see a little bit of a preview for next week. And there was an insinuation that Jax had a sexual relationship with a man. And Kristen was kind of insinuating that as well on Watch What Happens Live. She's also claiming that she is completely over Tom. We got to see clip. I know. How good does that clip look? A clip from next week where Tom finally gives her, like, what she needs, the closure she needs, where he is saying, like, I'm sorry, I just want you to be happy. And he's hysterical crying.
Yeah, they both are.
And so Andy was like, does this give you, like, closure? And was that, like, so just satisfying when it happened? She's like, I mean, when it happened. She's like, Mom, I'm so over it now. So I hope that she really is. She and James have moved on and deepened their relationship and are happy.
Hopefully.
Shout out. Love you, Kristen. No, I really love everyone on this show, like, more than words.
I feel like Kristen needs
This is my favorite show ever.
She needs a hobby besides trying to. She's obsessed with them, and she just needs to move on.
I think it's, like, not anymore. I think it was then. It was. My theory is that she just feels like she's wearing the scarlet letter, and so she's trying to make everyone else a little miserable or feel her pain or, like, it's not fair. So, I mean, I'm just saying I would have done the same thing. Hey, girl. You can come in and talk to us about it anytime. Also, what? Oh, my God. What was the other thing? Oh, so the poll was, would you, and this is kind of monumental, is that Andy said, this is my favorite poll in 6 years. We've almost been on 6 years, and this is my favorite poll we've ever done.
Of all time.
Of all
shows, 5 nights a week.
Yeah. And he goes, the question was so simple. Would you bang Jax? Yes, yes or no? And it was 85% no.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're probably afraid they're going to get a disease. I'm not saying he has a disease. I'm just saying.
And Vale, hello. The whole rest of the country has seen this show and knows that they shouldn't bang. 85% of people wouldn't bang Jax, so you shouldn't either, FYI. Even though I really want you to. For my enjoyment.
For our enjoyment and entertainment.
Yes. Well, why don't we get into some predictions then?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, what do you think is happening
next
because
week? We saw Kristen and Tom have that crying session,
yeah.
I'm predicting that they're both going to go back to their respective partners and have a little bit more deeper relationship about, you know, discussion about their relationships.
Their current relationships?
Yeah.
Okay.
The status of them.
So Got it.
And they're all still together, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Be interesting.
Maybe
to
it
see.
Helped. Okay. I have a few. Okay. I'm going to predict, because I really want it to still happen, and we don't know if it really did or not, that Vale and Jax did or are going to hook up. And obviously, Kristen and Tom are going to have the big cry sesh we've all been waiting for. I think that maybe it'll happen at the end of the big club night. Like, everyone will be so drunk. He cries like that when he's drunk.
Right.
So, like, everyone will be so drunk, and Kristen will have, like, started with somebody, and Ariana got upset over it.
Okay.
Because we see Ariana crying in the cab as part of the promo for next week. So she somehow upsets Ariana, and so Tom's finally like, let me just talk it out with this girl, and, like, because I think he probably goes into it like, I'm going to put her in her place, and they end up just, like, having a good session. Cry it out. Good. I'm so excited.
It seemed like it was during the day.
Really? I thought it was dark out when it was happening. Maybe. I think it was dark out.
Well, I got confused.
Have you been drinking in the club, Fern?
Love that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. That's it. That's everything that's going to happen.
Good predictions.
And possibly
you're good at predictions,
Jax had a sexual relationship with a man, but we'll find out. I don't know. He's a crazy guy. All right. Thank you for joining me, Fern.
Anytime. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, and Fern and I will be doing Beverly Hills Housewives. If you're a Lisa Vanderpump fan, join us there. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. Fern, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at Fern Ronay.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.